Thank you for listening to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. You might be listening on digital, AM, FM, satellite, iTunes, or online at bryantpark.org. I'm Allison Stewart, along with Rachel Martin. Coming up, we have the president's budget set to music and the moral dilemma of a movie critic. We'll discuss. It has to do with Paris Hilton. But first, the news with Rachel Martin.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Allison. Former Pakistani Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto died from a head injury, not from an assassin's bullet. That's according to the results of an investigation led by Scotland Yard. Bhutto's husband and her political party maintain that the former prime minister was shot after a bomb went off near her vehicle after a political rally in Rawalpindi in December. But Scotland Yard investigators say she died after hitting her head as she was tossed by the force of the suicide blast. That backs up the explanation given by Pakistan's government about how the former opposition leader died. The report comes just over a week before Pakistan is scheduled to hold national elections on February 18th. A city council meeting outside St. Louis, Missouri turned deadly last night. According to reports, a gunman opened fire on the meeting and killed five people before he was shot to death by police. Two other people were wounded in the attack, including the mayor of the suburban town. Police said the man killed an officer outside City Hall, then entered the building and council chambers where he shot the others. Authorities do not yet have a motive, but apparently the gunman had a long history of angry exchanges at city council meetings. After a whole lot of back and forth between competing state and Senate and House bills, last night Congress gave final approval to a $168 billion economic stimulus package. The plan will provide tax rebates of up to $600 for individuals and up to $1,200 for couples, and a minimum of $300 for people who pay less than that in income taxes. Earlier this week, the Senate was mired in disagreement over a more expensive economic plan favored by Democrats, but the Senate ended up approving a plan nearly identical to the House bill adopted last week. Now it goes to the White House, where President Bush has said he will sign it. And Mitt Romney's out, leaving John McCain and Mike Huckabee to fight over who can best carry the mantle of conservatism into the general election. Today, Huckabee will get some help on that front. Reports say James Dobson, one of the nation's most prominent evangelical Christian leaders, will endorse the former Arkansas governor's run for the White House. Dobson is the founder of the Colorado-based group Focus on the Family. On Tuesday, the evangelical leader released a statement criticizing John McCain for his support of embryonic stem cell research, his opposition to a federal anti-gay marriage amendment, and for his temper and occasional use of bad language. That's the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.